I am Lucy, the English voice for the Happy Men and Women Share More podcast, an intercompany approach that accompanies progress towards greater gender diversity over the long term. Gender equality, the key role of managers in developing talent. Happy Men and Women Share More podcast, April 2024. According to the TESOL and PayFit HR Barometer 2024, recruiting and retaining employees remain the top HR priorities. In 2023, 69% of HR respondents put recruiting talent at the top of their list of priorities, and 67% expected to step up their efforts to retain existing employees, 11 points more than in 2022. In 2024, 64.5% of respondents expect retention to overtake recruitment as the top HR priority. At Happy Men and Women Share More, we're convinced that gender diversity is a key to meeting the challenge of retaining talent within companies, and that managers are on the front line with a renewed vision of their mission. This podcast aims to shed some light on this subject in three stages. First, we'll look at the why. What is the link between gender diversity and talent retention, and why the manager's role is so central? Then we'll look at the how. What levers can managers use to help their team's talent flourish on a daily basis? Finally, we will see that this inclusive challenge creates new managerial demands for which managers are not always prepared. Indeed, a radical change in attitude is expected of them, both from their leaders and from their teams. In this podcast, I'll use the word talent to refer to all the employees at every level of the organization who enable a company to bring together the skills it needs to perform today, to shape its management for tomorrow, and to meet its new challenges through collective innovation. How does gender equality shed light on the issue of retaining talent, and why are the managers on the front line? Gender diversity is an indicator of whether all your employees, men and women alike, can flourish, develop their talents, and contribute to performance. Gender diversity, like all forms of diversity, calls into question two elements. The company's attractiveness, i.e. its ability to significantly expand its talent pool in a context of talent shortage, specifically in non-gender balanced professions, technical professions, for example. And then the company's ability not to waste talent, i.e. to retain and develop talent. Even today, women represent 48.5% of the working population, but only 26% of senior managers. Resignation, opting out, or simply putting ambitions and potential on the back burner, the waste of female talent is a merciless indicator that calls into question the whole functioning and culture of companies. What is the point of spotting and promoting female talent if it is wasted by the persistence in corporate culture of people who destroy the meaning of work for women? Three factors that destroy meaning at work specifically affect women's motivation. Stereotypes that prevent their contribution to performance from being recognized at its true value. Implicit managerial norms that make it difficult to be committed to one's work while taking on private responsibilities. The persistence of sexist behavior that can pollute the quality of day-to-day relationships. Today, these ingrained cultural patterns are being challenged by more and more employees, particularly the younger generations, whose expectations, particularly in terms of work-life balance, are no longer negotiable. From the outset, Happy Men and Women Share More has seen gender diversity not as a women's issue, but as a cultural, behavioural and management issue. What is at stake is transforming a traditional organization that unwittingly and unknowingly penalizes excellent talent. What is at stake is the inclusive organization, the new frontier of performance. This inclusive organization requires the involvement of all the company's stakeholders. Firstly, the management bodies, through their strategic commitment and above all, their power to embody and set an example on a day-to-day basis. Secondly, the HR teams, through the implementation of transparent and objective processes to support employees' careers. Recruitment, salary negotiations, skills development, promotion, managing parenthood, etc. Finally, the managers. Managers have a key role. They are close to the ground. They embody a vision and a culture. They take many decisions that influence the working environment of their teams. They know their team members and can support their development. Managers are on the front line when it comes to retaining and developing talent. In a context where the relationship between work and commitment is changing, they need to be enlightened, reassured, and even motivated in their mission to develop people and retain all talents. In a context marked by a certain shortage of human resources, companies need inclusive managers more than ever. This is great news for gender diversity. But what exactly is an inclusive manager? You can do a search on Google and you'll get multiple and converging answers centered on a certain typology of managerial skills. Allow me to broaden this approach and propose three ideas taken directly from our privileged vantage point, namely the Happy Men and Women Share More approach. First idea, an inclusive manager is rooted in the times. It's not a question of age, not at all. I just mean that he or she has taken note, calmly and neutrally, of the main changes impacting his or her role as manager. New expectations of work, not just from the younger generation, in terms of autonomy, work-life balance, relationship with authority, the group, and emotion. The new sociological situation, represented by the dual working couple, spouses with parallel careers, the impact of parenthood, the communication loop between professional and family investment, the risk of tension between the career of one and the career of the other. The new challenges of diversity and gender equality, CSR, non-discrimination, innovation, etc. Second idea, an inclusive manager has inclusive skills. This may seem like a tautology, but let's take the time to list the main issues of inclusion, which cannot be improvised and require specific managerial skills and know-how. Recruiting and promoting without discrimination. Managing availability constraints, remote work, and family leave positively. Developing potential and nurturing the pool of high potentials. Promoting a relationship culture that respects everyone. Third idea, an inclusive manager is aware of the impact of his or her behaviour. Over and above their skills, managers need to embody a certain way of carrying out their managerial mission in order to generate trust and desire. Three words come to mind. Accessibility. The inclusive manager knows how to listen, how to be close, how to be open to dialogue. Security. Inclusive managers know how to share their questions and doubts and allow for mistakes, doubts, and trial and error. Exemplarity. Inclusive managers take care to ensure that their own behavior is consistent with the inclusive requirement. For example, they are punctual, they use emergencies sparingly, they talk about their own private life, and they avoid presenteeism. Basically, the inclusive manager is a cultural agitator. Inclusive managers decipher the weight of cultural habits and do not hesitate to explore other ways of doing things and being. They are themselves humble about their own complicity with this cultural heaviness, with the weight of their own representations. So how do we bring about this new breed of managers? When all is said and done, the challenge of inclusion is a challenge to the meaning of work that first and foremost concerns managers. It invites them to explore the value of their work and their managerial mission, and to imagine new models of organisation and cooperation for an inclusive, creative, and sustainable society. It places at the heart of their responsibility the development of people, which requires emancipating, inclusive, and attentive management, capable of releasing the talents of all men and women. As we all know, you can't learn all that in school, but you can learn it. There is a real challenge for companies to innovate in terms of teaching to develop these inclusive managers, who will be crucial to their future performance. Here are a few ideas. Recognize inclusive management as a driver of business performance. Formalize objectives in terms of attracting and retaining talent. Encourage personal and collective questioning about work, management and authority, but also about oneself, one's driving forces and one's hierarchies. Develop self-knowledge and cognitive functioning to take ownership of behavioural issues. Experiment with inclusion skills through a number of role-play exercises. Encourage managerial cooperation through dialogue between peers, sharing experiences and co-development. Value inclusive successes, understand failures, and share lessons learned. Basically, if talent is company's main asset, then it needs an inclusive management school that provides long-term support for its managers from the moment they take on responsibility and throughout their careers. Happy Men and Women Share More supports this gentle revolution by giving people at all levels in companies the desire and the power to take action. Discover our resources and methods on our website, happymenandwomensharemore.com.